Thank you for calling the baby formula helpline. My name is John. This is a recorded call. Am I speaking to Lynette?
Yes, you are.
Hi, Lynette. How are you today?
I'm not feeling well, but I'm good.
I'm sorry to hear that. I hope I can make you feel better. Although I am a case intake specialist for the baby formula lawsuit. I'm assuming
right.
We're talking because you'd like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit.
Yes, for my son, correct.
Okay, I'm sorry. And then, you're a parent of a premature baby?
Yes.
Okay. And was your baby diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis?
Yes, my baby was diagnosed
I'm
with
sorry.
Necrotizing endocrine. Yes.
Necrotizing enterocolitis. And how old is your son today?
He was born in 2008. He's 12, 13.
Okay. And he's still with us today?
Yes, he's still here.
Okay, thank God. That's good to hear. Okay. And then before I go any further and ask more questions, I do need to confirm, did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or even signed documents with another law firm? Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And sadly, regrettably, I should say, your son was diagnosed with NEC, necrotizing enterocolitis. At now that he's older, he's probably, what, 15 or 16?
He's just turned 16.
He just turned 16. Okay. Does he currently okay. have any ongoing GI or other bowel problems because of his diagnosis?
Yes, he has an imbalance in his stomach, so he doesn't absorb nutrients just like a normal person would. So,
okay, yeah. So that I understand. I'm sorry to hear that.
And he's
okay.
still on, and he's still on it. He still takes antibiotics.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. Okay, all right. And do you have any medical records in your possession that shows the diagnosis?
I do. I have medical records.
I
have to obtain them, though. I don't have them right with me.
Do you have
I can
them?
Get them.
Are they at home or they're with at the hospital?
I have to request them.
No, okay. Then you don't have them. You'd have to request them. The law firm can request them if you meet the criteria. So I'll say
okay.
No, you don't have records, but the law firm can get those records from the hospital. Is that right?
Okay. That's fine. Yes.
Okay. All right. When was your son diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis?
He was diagnosed on March 13th. 2008.
March 13th, 2008. And what was his date of birth?
His date of birth is February 6th, 2008.
Okay. Okay. And so he is 16 years of age. Okay. And he was diagnosed on March 13th, 2008. And was that diagnosis made before he was provided formula?
The diagnosis. No, he was already provided formula.
Okay,
I mean, he was provided the formula. He started taking the formula when he was born because he couldn't latch on.
You don't have to explain any further. So I just wanted to you're confirming that he was diagnosed with NEC after being provided formula, not before.
That's correct.
Okay, thank you. And then how long after being fed formula for the first time did your son develop NEC? Was it more than 7 days or less than 7 days?
It was more than 7 days.
That's right. I can tell because he was born February 6th and then he was diagnosed
right.
a little more than a month after his birth. Okay. And
right.
then was that diagnosis made before he left the hospital originally? Or
it was made before he left the hospital because he was born premature.
Okay, so he was diagnosed at the hospital before he was discharged?
That's correct.
Okay. In other words, he wasn't discharged and then came back to the hospital because of complications and then diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis. He was born, got diagnosed with NEC, and then eventually was released from the hospital.
Correct.
Okay, very good. Thank you. All right. And then what is the name of the hospital your son was born at?
Wellstar Spalding.
Did you say Wellstar?
Yes.
W-E-L-L-S-T-A-R?
W-E-L-L. Spalding Medical Center.
Spalding. Okay, and that's in, is that Griffin, Georgia?
Yes,
On
it
601 South 8th Street.
is.
Is it also the same, is the same hospital respond, what the facility that rendered the they treated him or diagnosed him, I'm sorry.
That treated them, yes.
Okay, wait, let me rephrase that question just so I make myself clear, and I apologize. So we know he was born at Wellstar Spalding Medical Center in Griffin, but is that the same place that diagnosed his
But
necrotizing
see,
enterocolitis?
yeah, that's the same place that diagnosed him with
Okay,
it.
very good.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. That's all I needed to confirm. Okay.
Okay.
One moment, please. So he was born at Wellstar and diagnosed there. And do you know what brand of formula is provided at the hospital?
It was the Similac, the NeoSure.
Thank you.
Or,
And
yeah.
your son's a minor, so he could not file a claim for comp for damages on his own. You're his mother
No.
and legal guardian, so you'd be able to do so, and you have the authority to do so. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah.
Okay. And your son is living, and I'm assuming you're a resident of the United States. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what was your son's gestational age at birth? How many weeks was he born at?
29 weeks.
Oh, he was definitely early, 29 weeks. Okay. And his date of birth, we established that was February 6, 2008.
Yeah.
And he is 16 years of age today. And do you have a copy
Yes.
of the birth certificate? And could you provide that certificate to the law firm if it's
And
required?
yeah.
Good. And do you know any other person, premature baby, that was diagnosed with NEC after being exposed to formula?
No, not aware of anyone else, no.
That's okay. That's fine. And then your son is a male and he's single, correct?
That's correct.
And can you spell out his first name for me?
Joseph, Joseph.
Okay. And his last name?
Armstrong, Armstrong.
Thank you. All right. And so it's Joseph, Josephph, last name Armstrong, Armstrong.
Yeah.
Armstrong. Okay. Does he have a suffix like a junior, senior, first, second, or third?
No.
Okay. Now the law firm, I'm going to have you sign, if you meet the criteria, have you signed the legal agreement that allows the law firm to represent you to get compensation. But that also, there'll be an authorization to release medical records, and you'll see your son's name on there. But I do need to put his social security number on that form. So could you provide me his social security number?
I'm not at home right now. I don't have the social with me right
Okay.
now.
Do you know at least the last four digits?
I do know the last four.
Oh,
Yes.
that would be helpful. Okay. And what is the last four?
3546.
3546. Okay. All right. I've got your son's information confirmed. All right. Now I can gather your information because the claim will be in your name. Lynette, Lynette, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And same last name, Armstrong.
Yes.
And do you have a suffix to your name?
No, I do not.
Okay. And your marital status?
I'm married.
Okay, and then your gender is female, correct?
That's correct.
All right, and what is the last four of your social, please?
1280.
1280.
Yes.
Thank you. And your date of birth, please?
9671.
I sure, same birthday, September 6. All right.
Really?
Yes, indeed. All right.
Oh, wow.
Lynette, and if you do meet the criteria, I said you'll be signing the legal agreement today along with the authorization to release medical records, and I'll send you
Okay.
copies of it to your email address. An email address I see here is Lynette, Lynette, DA at yahoo.com.
No, Lynette, Lynette, DA 96 at gmail.com.
Oh, okay. We're missing the number. Okay. I got Lynette, DA96 at Yahoo.
That's correct.
Okay. And then we've confirmed that this
No,
is.
LynetteDA96 at gmail.com.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you for correcting me. Let me get this right. LynetteDA, D as in David, A as in Apple, the number 9, the number 6 at Gmail.
com, correct.
Okay, thank you. Perfect. And then this number I'm speaking to you on, 404-477-8506, that is your cell phone number?
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. All right. And then the law firm would contact you to do a verification. That is a quick conversation. They want to hear from you that your son was born premature, exposed to a formula or fortifier made from cow's milk, and then developed NEC afterwards. That's a very quick
Okay.
verification. And they want to hear that you've given them explicit permission to request medical records. That will
Okay.
occur after when you and I are done, but sometime between now and the next 14 days, they'll give you a call. Is that all right?
That's fine.
Any preference for time of day and when to be contacted? Morning, afternoon, or evening?
No, there's no preference.
Okay. Would best time be afternoon?
Yes, this time is great. I mean, anytime. After
Excellent.
twelve is good.
Thank you so much, Lynette. Okay, and what is your current address? Lynette, are you there? Did I lose you?
I'm here. It's
Okay.
1740 Westminster Circle, Griffin, Georgia, 30223.
Did you say Griffin, Georgia?
Yes, Griffin, Georgia, yes.
Thank you so much. Okay, is that a house?
It is.
Okay, perfect. There's no unit number, apartment number then?
No.
Great. So I'll confirm it's 1740 Westminster Circle, Griffin, Georgia, 30223.
That's correct.
All right, and then you'd be able to provide official documents that establish the parent-son relationship. That would be birth certificate as well as government-issued IDs.
That's I already provided my ID, but yes.
Okay, great. That would be probably to the transfer center. Okay, and then your name is listed as mom on the birth certificate.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Sorry for the silence. I'm just typing in information. Lynn
You're fine.
Armstrong. And are you aware of any custody related issues that pertain to abuse or loss of neglect or
No.
loss of custody? Is there,
No,
okay.
never had any.
Good. Is there any family history of alcohol or drug abuse?
No.
Did you experience any of the following issues during pregnancy? Hypertensive disease, tobacco use, illicit drug use, placental insufficiency, delayed cord clamping, or HIV or AIDS?
No, I had a healthy, well, I was planning on having a healthy until the baby came early.
I understand. Okay. And then
But no, I had none of that.
your son was born premature.
That's correct.
And he was born in the state of Georgia.
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you. And was your son diagnosed with NEC while he was in the NICU?
Yes.
Okay. And then could you provide me the estimated dates of when he was admitted? Was he admitted into the NICU the same day he was born, February 6, 2008?
That's correct. Yes.
Okay. And then when was he discharged approximately?
I know he was diagnosed on the 13th. He was discharged in March. About March. No, he wasn't. That's when he died. It was discharged April 24th in 2008, because it was 6 weeks after his diagnosis.
Thank you. Okay, so April 24th, 2008.
Yeah.
Okay, and then the name for your son on the birth certificate is Joseph Armstrong.
That's correct.
Okay. And what was his weight at birth?
He was weighing 3.4 pounds.
3 pounds, 14 ounces or 4 ounces?
3 pounds, 4 ounces.
3 pounds, 4 ounces. Okay, thank you. He was very small. All right. And then when do you think he started formula? Do you think he was started formula the same day he was born? Or did he start a
No,
few days
I
later?
tried to nurse. I tried to nurse him, and I couldn't. And he started on the 8th, so it was about 2 days later.
Okay, February 8th is when he started formula. Okay. And then when did they take him off formula? Was it right around the time of his diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll say 13, 313.
Yes.
Okay, and this is all of the year 2008. And then
Yes.
when did you learn that your son may have developed NEC from the formula? When did that you
And
make?
he was diagnosed around the 13th
Is
because
that?
he started having. Okay, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Is that? I mean, did the medical staff say that, hey, your son may have gotten neck from the formula?
No. Well,
Okay.
they did. They didn't know until he. What happened was when he was taking the formula, they noticed that he was vomit, spitting up. He was throwing up. He had a bloody stool, so he was spitting up yellow vomit. And that's when the doctor, I had a doctor who had diagnosed him with NEC.
Well, the question really is more than just NEC, is when did you make a connection, realize that your son may have developed NEC because of the formula? Was that revealed to you
Well,
at
because it was
the
after they did
diagnosis?
tests. Yes, they ran some blood tests. They did stool tests. They did an ultrasound. That wasn't told to me until after the tests were taken.
Okay, so just so you and I are on the same page, on the day that your son was diagnosed with NEC, they made it clear that he probably got NEC from the formula that he was fed.
That's correct
Okay,
because
got
he
it. That's it.
wasn't taking anything else.
Okay, got it. Thank you. Okay, 'cause some medical people staff did not even know that back then.
Right.
Okay, all right. And then so the time between his usage and his injury, that is roughly a little more than a month. Does that sound about right to you?
Yes.
Okay. And then you did say he was fed breast milk or breast milk prior to formula, is that right?
No, he couldn't take, he wouldn't nurse. He wouldn't latch on. So that's when they started the formula. It was maybe a day or two. I tried to nurse him. He would spit it out and couldn't. I mean, I pumped and they would try to put it in his mouth, but he wouldn't take it.
Okay. And so so he was not for 2 days he was not fed at all, or because he
Well,
wasn't.
I guess they started it well, that first day when I pumped, they put it in, tried to feed it to him, and he didn't take it. So I would say it was a day after he was born that he was put on formula. That
Okay.
first day I tried to nurse.
Okay. Did he have an, he had con so he was never fed breast milk. You tried, but he never was.
Yes.
All right. So we should say that formula started on the same day he was born, February 6th.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So for this question, was child fed breast milk prior to formula? You tried, but was unsuccessful.
That's correct.
Okay, so for this question, tried to feed son breast milk, but he had trouble feeding. Is that right?
He wouldn't take it.
He wouldn't take it. Okay. I'll just simply say that son would not. except would not take breast milk. Okay. And then your son was fed formula at the hospital?
Yes.
Okay. And you said, you mentioned this question has to do with what symptoms your son may have experienced after drinking cow's milk formula. Did he have a low body temperature?
Yes, he did.
Okay. And did he have green vomit?
He had green vomit.
Okay.
He had, it was, yeah, green vomit, yes.
Okay. Did he have any problems breathing while sleeping? Like, did he have sleep apnea?
His chest would, they would watch him because he was already in NICU, but he did have problems with his breathing.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. So he had sleep apnea. What about hypotension? Did he have a lower than normal blood pressure?
That, yes, he had that as well.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. And then what about a slower than normal heart rate?
Yes, he had a faint heart rate.
Okay, that's bradycardia. Did he have a swollen or red or tender belly?
No.
Did he have a swollen belly?
He did have a swollen belly.
Okay. And then,
I didn't know. I don't know if it was wet or not. I mean, when I got picked him up, whenever they let me hold him, he was wrapped up. So.
oh. And then, did he have trouble feeding after being exposed to cow's milk?
Yes.
And then, what about constipation? Did he have constipation?
Yeah, constipation and bloody stools, yes.
Okay. Was he also sleepy or lethargic?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, to recap these questions, what symptoms did your son experience after drinking cow's milk? It would have been low body temperature, green vomit, sleep apnea, hypotension, bradycardia, swollen belly, trouble feeding, constipation, lethargic, and bloody stools. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and you don't have medical records, but you know the medical records are available at the hospital.
Yes, and you
Okay.
may request them.
Okay, thank you. That would be the law firm.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and then what treatments or medical procedures did your son undergo due to NEC? Did they have to provide him antibiotics?
Yes,
Okay.
morphine, yes.
And did they treat him with a blood transfusion?
He had to have a blood transfusion. He had
Okay.
to have surgery as well. He had a laparotomy
Laparotomy, okay.
surgery. Yeah, laparotomy, I'm
No, it's okay. I'm sorry to hear that. Okay. And so if they
sorry.
had surgery, they probably used a Penrose drain and a PICC line.
Yes.
Okay. And do you know if they had to install an ostomy bag?
I don't remember. I don't remember.
It's okay.
Yeah, they did have to put it. Yes, they did because they had
They
a.
did.
They removed a part of his small intestine of his intestines. So they
Oh.
did put the ostomy. Yes, they did.
Okay. Okay. Good memory. Good memory. Thank you. Laparotomy. Ostomy surgery. And PICC line. Okay. So, in response to this question, what treatments or medical procedures did your son undergo due to NEC? Antibiotics, blood transfusion, assisted ventilation, a Penrose drain, exploratory laparotomy, ostomy surgery, and PICC line. Does that sound about right to you?
Yes.
Okay, very good. And can you imagine, Lynette, we're almost done. We're getting close to finishing here.
Oh
That's a lot of questions, I could tell.
It
It's kind of fatiguing, isn't it? It's already,
is.
it's a
But I just went through these questions with another young lady, and I signed a something, and she was supposed to be transferring me to an attorney.
I don't know.
But
I mean,
I'm not.
what did
I've
you
been
you
doing this.
do you know what you what was it you signed? Was it the retainer agreement?
Well, I signed I did a Zoho sign with fraud disclosures, HIPAA notice, privacy practice. I don't know.
Oh, that's
Patient
interesting.
rights,
I'm sorry.
acknowledgement. I don't know. Consent to release.
Okay, but no, there's no law firm name listed on any of the paperwork.
Oh no, there isn't. No,
Okay, so you don't
no.
have a legal. So they did
Oh,
a
okay.
initial screening, and then I'm doing another one, and then but I am connected with a law firm. So or I don't work for the law firm. We work for them. We do interviews, in other words, for people to determine for p clients to potential clients to see if they meet the criteria. If you do, which it
Okay.
appears you do, then the next step is you would be talking to the law firm after me. But that won't
Oh,
happen
okay.
between now until the next 14 days. All right, so we're getting close to
Oh,
wrapping up
goodness.
here. When was your son last treated for any neck-related issues? Would that have been around the time he was discharged from the hospital on April 24th, 2008?
Yes,
Okay.
he was treated, but he still had to follow up with his physician
Did they?
to find out how he's doing, because he, as I said, he still has complications, stomach
Oh.
imbalance. So, and he had a problem absorbing the nutrients that's in regular food. He still has complications to this day. He can't eat anything.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Oh. All right, so bear with me here. Just to confirm, he was treated and diagnosed all at Wellstar Spalding Medical Center.
That's correct.
Okay, thank you. Do you recall the name of the doctor that diagnosed him and treated him?
Dr. James Barlow. Yeah, Dr. James Barlow was the gastroenterologist who saw
Okay. And he's
and
with
treated him.
Barlow, is that Barlow?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Oh, yes, I see Griffin, Georgia. Okay. Dr.
Yes.
James C. Barlow.
Yeah.
Okay, bear with me here. And this is all
Yeah, but he was dying. He was dying. Or no,
at
he
the
was
Wellstar
born
facility. I'm
August.
typing in the diagnosing medical information as well as the treating information. Your son did have intestinal surgery. Do you recall if the medical staff shared with you what Bell stage of NEC your son had?
No, I don't remember.
Okay.
That.
Okay. And then
All
how
I
was your.
know is right now he still suffers from long-term continuity, so he has, with his bowel walls. Oh,
Oh,
I
I'm
don't
sorry to
know.
hear. Yeah. He probably has like short gut syndrome because of a removal of a portion of his intestines.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry to
Yes.
hear that. Okay. And then, all right. How is your son doing today?
He still has complications.
Okay. Still has complications. And does he have see the a GI doctor?
Yes, he has to see a GI doctor. We follow up with a GI doctor. We just went, I think last month. He has long-term injuries.
Okay. Still has complications as under regular care by a GI doctor.
Yes.
By his GI, by his doctor.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right. Okay, now the law firm does ask for an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures they can continue a case for your loved ones. Who would you like to list as your emergency contact, and does that person live with you?
My sister, she doesn't live with me, no.
Okay. And
Her
her name?
name is Denise.
Denise.
Yes, last name Lopez.
Okay. Lopez.
Yes.
Great. And her phone number?
678-845-9176.
Okay, perfect. Denise Lopez, area code 678-845-9176.
Correct.
Lynette, you do meet the criteria. The law firm would like to speak to you sometime between now and the next 14 days. Very quick call. They just want to hear from you personally that your son was born premature, exposed to a cow's milk formula, and then diagnosed with NEC. And they'll ask for permission to submit that authorization that they have for medical records to the hospital to restart work, get medical records. Okay. Before I send you the
Okay.
agreement and authorization for medical records to you to have you sign electronically, which I'm going to just double check my work, make sure everything looks good, is in good order.
Okay.
So we'll start with your son is the person that was injured. Joseph, we've already confirmed his first name and last name as well as his spelling. Last four of his social 3546, that's on going to be on the authorization. He was born February 6, 2008. He was diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis on March 13, 2008. He was fed Similac. Mom, you're filing the claim. Mom's information, Lynette Armstrong. I already confirmed the spelling of your first name as well as your last name. I've confirmed the last four of your social as well as your date of birth. We share same day. I've confirmed your email address. We had to do it a couple times, make sure it's right. We have your phone number correct. Thank you. And then we have your address correct. Everything looks good. So in a few seconds, you're going to receive a text message, which will have the link to the forms to sign. But I
Okay.
missing something. What did I miss? Bear with me here. Oh, it's asking for Denise's emergency contact address. Do you know Denise Lopez's address? Your daughter's address? Or
Yes,
your
it's
sister, I'm sorry.
130.
130?
It's my sister.
Thank you.
130 Oak Park Terrace,
Okay.
TERRACE. That's in Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay.
Three
Got it.
zero three four nine.
Got it. Okay. 130 Oak Park Terrace, Atlanta, Georgia. Three zero three four nine. Okay, now that's good. Try this again. And any second now you'll get that text message. All right. It looks like it was sent on my end.
Okay. And is this for, okay, I got it. Is there any certain way I need to find this?
You can sign it using your phone. So the first thing you want to do is you want to click on the link. And then you want to agree to SMS messages, text messages. And then that'll bring you to a page that says, please review and act on these documents. And you'll see my name, John Maurer. Below that,
I do.
you'll see a check mark box or a box that you'll have to check mark, I agree to or consent to electronic records and signatures.
Okay.
Once you do that,
And once
it'll.
I sign, okay, go ahead, I'm sorry.
It's okay. No. And then after that, it'll bring you to the navigation. Just follow the navigation buttons. They're yellow. It'll say start. It'll show you one by one where signatures or initials are needed on the agreement and authorization form. And then when you're done with signing, you'll see the yellow navigation button finish, and you'll press that. And then let me know when you're finished signing. And then you and I will be done, except for one thing.
Okay. What's the one thing?
Well, I'm going to text you my name and phone number as well as the name of the firm that's going to be representing you.
Okay.
Let me know when you're finished.
I'm finished.
Okay, let me take a look at that, make sure. Yes, Lynette, I see that you finished. Bear with me. Now I'm going to text you my name and contact information, so you'll always have a record of who was the person that helped you get signed up for this lawsuit. Lynette.
Okay.
Okay, I just sent you the first of two messages.
Okay, got it.
Perfect. Okay, now the second text message is the name of the firm. Be on the lookout for a call from the law firm Pulaski Kirker.
Okay.
And then lastly, one more text I'm going
I
to send
got it.
just in case. Perfect. Just in case. The firm's phone number is 713-664-4555. Final text.
I've got
You got it? Perfect. Okay, Lynette, you and I are done. I want to say thank you for letting me help you. Thank you for being patient with me. I know that I went a little fast on the questions, but
No, you're fine.
thank
You're
you. I
fine.
started to slow down because I realized that you're probably getting frustrated with all the questions, like most people are. Understandable, because I mean, you have to revisit an experience from many years ago, and it's an unpleasant one. So it's digging through those memories
Yes.
to gather all the information the firm's going to need. So I thank you for allowing me to help you and for being patient. I appreciate that. You're wonderful to work with. I'm sorry that these were unfortunate circumstances that brought us together. The fact that your son, was diagnosed with not with NEC after using the for after being fed formula. But you are in good hands. The firm that will be representing you once they talk to you, excellent firm, national law firm, has plenty of experience litigating against billion-dollar companies. So you're in good hands.
Oh,
Although,
thank
even though
you.
you and I are done, be on the lookout for that call in about 14 days. They can't do anything until they spoke to you first to confirm, like, yes,
Okay.
that you do meet the criteria, and yes, it's okay to retrieve medical records. Okay,
Okay.
if they don't, you don't hear from them within 2 weeks, call me and let me know because you have my contact number. Because then I can pick up the phone and
No.
connect both of you together.
Okay. I
Is there?
appreciate you, John. You've been so helpful today.
Thank you, and I appreciate you. Is there any other questions I can answer for you?
No, I don't have any at this time.
Lynette, if you do, feel free to reach out to me. In the meantime, I want to wish you a good rest of the day and a good rest of the week, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Take care and bye.
You too.
Take
Bye.
care.